Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jepp. Day 8, Take It Easy, March 26, Thursday. Good night's sleep, but oh man, I can feel pain in every muscle of my body. That yoga session is a killer. Mental note, book for a next Wednesday session. I find getting up challenging to say the least. Not masting too intense or mild workout for a while. Meditate and head down to prepare breakfast. Annie has just mopped the kitchen floor, so I tiptoe to the sink. As I'm preparing my mocha pot, Roderick arrives. He doesn't say a word. I can feel his body tensing as I say good morning. I come up with two options. Either he's hungover or he doesn't like me very much at the moment. Maybe both. I'm much more inclined for the second option, don't know why. Oh well, that's life. Not everyone will like me. I'm not the sunshine. And even the sunshine has detractors, vampires. Open the curtains of my room and another sunny day in London. Great present for my first week of quarantine. Put my daily random playlist on, George Harrison's Sweet Lord. I bet George would have managed wonderfully in this apocalypse. He's always been my favourite Beatle, apart from the big crush I had for Paul McCartney when I was 4. I thought he was still young when I saw the Beatles documentary as a child. Oh well, sweet innocence, I guess. Today I go on full-on summer mode, so no red lippy on, only my natural rosy cheeks and a beach dress. Beach dress, not beach, beach. Anyway, bringing summer vibes on and beach vibes on. This sun is making me feel on holidays too easily, but I'm actually work on next week's materials and correct the essays I have left. Then I combine it with a fast scroll through online workshops and sign up for 3 different events in less than 10 minutes. Friday, Saturday and Sunday are busy already. I thought I was going to save plenty of money now that I can't leave my house. Clearly not. Finish my tasks for the day and chat with my MFL girls. The conversation goes around wine. One of them has already got her wine delivery coming tomorrow and another one is doing it as we speak. I should do that too. I mean, getting 30 bottles of wine delivered at my door only for myself doesn't make me look like an alcoholic anymore because it's all about provisions, right? Apparently supermarkets are running empty on red wine, but shops that sell booze can remain open. Oh well, priorities are on check in the UK, and that's a good thing. Most exciting part of the day, making a wine order. Feels like Christmas. Stop with the procrastination and set myself 2 important tasks to be productive. 1, laundry. 2, cooking. Because, come on, you can do it. You know you can, you're just lazy. I need to do it before 7, so put the washing machine on and dance a little bit around my room to do some workout. Always dancing, that's good. Hideki's hosting a cooking show because sometimes in our international intercultural research society, we gather in a restaurant and discuss the cultural aspects of the country we choose. Today we were meant to discuss about Japan in a Japanese restaurant in Kensington. But, you know, coronavirus boiled our choices down to a massive video call with Hideki cooking miso soup. Soup. Miso soup wouldn't be great. And Japanese omelette. I realised that of all the ingredients, I only have eggs. Because it just didn't occur to me that I would need a squared pan, even though I want it. Bonito stock, mirin vinegar or sesame oil in the apocalypse. Oh well, I need to cook the mushrooms anyway, so I'll just watch and listen. It's fine. We end up having a short Japanese jam session with Hideki playing the shamisen, which sounded great. Not bad for a Thursday evening. We urge him to do the same every Thursday. He doesn't seem very convinced. The rest of the evening goes having dinner with Mum and Hubby. We have a laugh and set a time for tomorrow's drinks with Aaron. Get the laundry, hang the sheets on the dryer and change bed sheets. Tonight I take it easy and decide to read a bit before I hit my bed. I choose one of the many books I have halfway through on my bedside table. Seriously, it seems like a suitable option in times of the apocalypse. Set the last alarm of my weekday. Tomorrow is Friday. Oh, how exciting.